Anne Passio, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
We're here in your flat here in Paris, and there's a piano in the living room. I was expecting to see a drum set, but there's no drum set here. Why not?
Yeah, I cannot play drums in my apartment, so I rent a small place to practice, but the piano is here to compose my music.
Because you're not just a drummer who plays percussion, you compose your own music. So you do it all on the keyboards first?
Yeah, sometimes I'm just walking in the street and I hear a melody and I record it on my cell phone. And sometimes I'm at home and I have an idea coming and I go to the piano and play and sing and try things.
If you love melody so much, how come you ended up playing drums? It's a rhythmic instrument, it has no melody.
Yeah, it's a melodic instrument too. Like, it's not melody like with notes, it's melodies with a rhythm. And you can tune the instrument of the drum and look for a song. I've always been attracted with drums. For me, it's really primitive energy and really close to the earth. And the melody is more like in the air.
In the air.
But I've always heard melodies in my head since I'm a child.
Because you spent the first 3 years of your childhood in Côte d'Ivoire, West Africa. What influence do you think that had on on becoming a musician and loving drums?
We had a percussionist practicing all day long next to our house. So when I was in my mother's
womb,
I heard a lot of music and percussion. And one day, I don't know why, I thought to my parents, hey, I want to play drums.
How old were you?
I was 9, I think. I had seen like drummers on TV shows and I really wanted to do the same. When I play drums, I have the feeling to connect with something stronger, like a universe, or there is something magic with playing music and writing music too, by the way, because when you write, like, you don't know why, but inspiration is coming.
And you've brought together a group of musicians for this album specifically, Circles. Just a word about who's playing on this album.
I play with amazing musicians. There is Émile Parisien on saxophone and soprano. And on keyboard, there is another amazing musician. His name is Tony Pellman. On the vocals, it's a great singer called Leila Martial. She really has something different than other singers, and she brings a little bit of craziness in my music, so I really like that. You doubt the reason up to recap Tada
Yup. You might eat bread that you did to breathe enough to lie. You're listening to her singing on a track called Tundra.
On that tune, like, we were looking for something different, and I said, hey, Leila, would you try to rap? And she said, okay, let's try.
So you're playing drums, but you also do vocals on a couple of tracks on, for example, Myanmar Folk Song. About that song.
Yeah, I've been 4 or 5 times to Myanmar, and in Myanmar there is music everywhere, in the street, and music is everywhere. And I was sitting in a street, like having a dinner, and in the street there is a lot of noise, and I heard this melody from really far away, and I concentrated on the melody, and a woman came and she was singing with her child, and the melody was just amazing. I had goosebumps, and I tried to record what she sang. And when I came back to France, most of the recording has disappeared. So I tried to do a new melody with some motifs, pattern that I had on the recording. So I created a new tune with maybe, I think she was improvising. So it's my tune, but it's her tune too.
Country like Myanmar, what do they make of your music?
You know, Myanmar is moving very fast, and they used to be a British colony, so they have drum sets. Okay. But the first time I came there, like, because of the embargo, the instruments were really, 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 really old. There is drummers there, but they didn't know very well about jazz music or pop music, and they were really into their music. But they have, like, the traditional instrument is called sengweng or patweng, and it's a lot of tuned drums, and they play with the hand, and it's really beautiful.
So have you managed to play with many musicians in Myanmar?
Yeah, I had this creation in December with a Myanmar traditional musician. We went there with my band called Yukai. And there were like five Myanmar musicians with a sengweng. They have gongs too. They have amazing instruments and a kind of oboe. So we've played my music and their music.
And it worked.
It was amazing. Like, it was one of my craziest experiences. And most of the concerts I remember well were in Myanmar. There every year since 2010.
What drew you to Myanmar?
A pianist called me to be the sub in his band. It was French pianist, so we were playing at Institut Français.
Okay.
And I came there and I felt in love with the country, and I met Myanmar musician and a German musician, and we played again and come back with my trio, and I came back with a quartet, and I came back for a different project. First time I came there, I was teaching in a school, teaching drums. It was in Yangon, really small school, and it's one of the only schools who teach music, foreign music in Myanmar.
And is there any kind of jazz scene in Myanmar?
It's starting. In Yangon, there is clubs now with young musicians. And it's funny because jazz musicians who are playing now in all these clubs were our students. So maybe in one way we help a musician to create a jazz scene in Myanmar.
And as a female, what is it like playing drums and playing jazz?
Sometimes it can be difficult to be a woman. For example, if you arrive somewhere and with a musician and you say, I'm a drummer, they look at you like, you can play drums? Like, say, yeah, I can play drums.
But did that happen to you? Where? Here in France or in other countries?
In France, it's really strong. And in some, like, south country, like Spain. But if you go north, like Scandinavia, they are really open. For me, like, drums, it's not a male instrument. If you don't play like a man of 100 kilos, it's not important if your sound is beautiful. We just forget the woman playing in the books. I've done some research, and there were a lot of great jazz musicians, drummers too, and
musicians. Were women?
Yeah. I don't know the name, but there were this drummer of Billie Holiday. In France, we had Micheline Pelzer, who played with a great saxophone player named Wayne Shorter. I don't know why, but they don't appear in the book. I hope it's going to change. Like in France, if you want to succeed in music, you have to be really strong if you're a woman. But now it's a little bit easier for me because I've released more CD and I've played with a lot of people from pop to jazz to world music. It can be sometimes easier for me because people remember me.
That's so, for sure.
Yeah, so that's great, actually. When I'm drumming, I play for the music. I don't play for myself. I want the music to be as beautiful as it can. If you have too much ego, I think you cannot be a great musician because magic happens when you play with other people and accompanying them and creating.
Thanks very much, Anne Perseo, for talking to us today.
Thank you.